On today's show, episode 7, Taoism and Acceptance, I talk a little bit about acceptance and letting go. On the question of today, I talk about how to handle a 3-day bereavement period off work. All this and more coming up on your favorite podcast show, Cup of Tao, starting now. You're listening to Cup of Tao with your host, Chris L. McClish. Chris is a man with many roles, many journeys, and one spirit. Hello, how are you doing today? I hope you're having a good day. I'm going to start you off with a parable. It's called The Parable of the Farmer. One day a farmer's horse ran away. Upon hearing about this, his neighbors came and talked to him and said, "This is terrible. Your main prized possession, your horse, has ran away." The farmer looked at the neighbors and said, "Well, maybe it is." The next day the horse returned. The horse brought back with it 6 wild horses. The neighbors heard about this, so they went and talked to the farmer and said, "Wow, first you only had 1 horse, now you have 7. What good fortune." The farmer said, "Well, maybe it is." The next morning, the farmer's son tried to saddle up one of the horses and ride it. But unfortunately, he was thrown off and broke his leg. Upon hearing about this, the neighbors went and talked to the farmer and said, "This is awful. Your son broke his leg, now he won't be able to help you on the farm." The farmer said, "Well, maybe it is." Later that day, some army officers went to the village to recruit young men to serve in the army. Because the farmer's son's leg was broken, the farmer's son was rejected. Neighbors told the farmer, "Wow, this is great. Your son won't have to risk his life and serve in the army. What great fortune." The farmer said, "Well, maybe it is." The parable's meaning is self-explanatory. Some things we label as good end up turning out bad. And sometimes out of bad situations, some good things come out of them. What do you do when your life's falling apart? What do you do when the things you fear become reality, such as illness, job loss, or the safety of a loved one being in peril? What can you do? In many situations in life, there's nothing we can do. Or at least there's very little. Sometimes the cosmic 2x4 seems to strike us out of the blue. Even the strongest and brightest people are brought to their knees in the face of some of the life storms. I do have some ideas for you. These are 5 tips to keep in mind during rough times. 1, don't make things worse. As a psychotherapist, I often notice that people would handle a difficult situation by resorting to self-destructive behavior. In our society, we often drink, drug, avoid, isolate, lash out, and do other behaviors that are either destructive to ourselves or destructive to others. Following the deaths of loved ones, I would often ask people when they were engaging in self-destructive behavior, "Would your loved one have wanted you to fall apart after they passed away?" The answer is always no, and it's a very eye-opening question. The self-destructive and destructive behaviors we engage in may make us feel temporarily better, but they do little to change our unfortunate situation. Many times our unhealthy and our destructive actions add more pain and suffering onto what life already brings us. So again, the first tip is don't make things worse. The second tip is to reach out to others for support and guidance. People often underestimate the need for help, and we learn throughout life that it's not okay to let other people know our business. Or we may think that people will see us as being whiners or being too needy if we ask for help. But we are social creatures, and we need other people. If you don't have friends, family, or a therapist, try a support group. If all those options don't work for you, try to find some activity where people gather, where you can find a sense of meaning and purpose, support, and validation. So the second tip is to reach out to others for support and guidance. The third tip is to view each situation as an opportunity for growth. In other words, start seeing life as being a teacher. When you find yourself in adverse situations, ask yourself, "What is the lesson here? What is life trying to teach me?" Now, this may seem insulting if the situation is one where there doesn't seem to be a rational reason why things are happening, such as the death of a child, terminal illness, or natural disasters. However, if we can find any meaning, lessons, purpose, hope, or change in these adverse circumstances, it makes life more bearable and it allows us to grow and develop further spiritually and emotionally. I know it can be very insulting if, well, have you ever been in a situation where you lost a loved one and people come up to you and they say things like, well, everything happens for a reason, or at least he or she's in a better place now. But remember, people are just trying to be helpful when they say things like this. They're trying to help you cope and understand a difficult life circumstance. I can't say with any certainty that every death or horrible event happens for a reason. I can say that sometimes great things come from tragedy. Sometimes people meet their life partner, change to a new direction in life, start helping other people. There's all kinds of amazing things that can come out of a tragedy. Think of times in your life where something good came out of something bad. So the third tip was try to view life as a teacher. Try to view each situation as an opportunity for growth. Number four, be a light for others, a role model. If you have kids, you know that kids are watching everything you do. They're trying to learn from you how you deal with stress and how you handle your anger. There's probably others in your life that watch what you do. Remember that you're a light to them. If you don't have anybody in your life like that, try to find people in your life that you can help. Maybe you need to help yourself first, but eventually get to a point where you can be a light to other people. So the fourth principle was be a light unto others. Final principle, number five, find things that you can do that are the healthiest options to cope. Healthy actions can include hobbies, seeking support, doing some actions, practicing mindfulness, everything mentioned in this and previous podcast episodes. Practice the four L's of mindfulness: look, listen, label, and let it be. Acceptance doesn't mean you have to like something. If someone you love dies, or if you lose your job, or you lose your legs in an accident, acceptance doesn't mean that you have to be happy about these things. It means you don't stay stuck, and you continue on as best you can despite these tragic events. Everybody grieves in their own way and in their own time. You don't have to rush the grief process, but you don't want to stay stuck in unhealthy emotion, and you certainly don't want to engage in unhealthy behavior. Accept what you must, and then after a while, learn to let go of what you can't change, what you can't control. A good skill to learn in life is to be able to learn what you must accept that cannot be changed, and then let go of the rest. Your assignment for this week? Make a list of things that you must accept that cannot be changed, things that you have little to no control over. Today's question of the day comes from Will in Las Vegas, Nevada, who writes, I want to know how to deal with the sudden death of my father. I was given 3 days to grieve off of work, but my job demands that I complete projects on time and stay focused. What can I do to get my head straight after 3 days to function both in life and at work? Will, I wish companies allowed more time. You don't have to be done grieving in 3 days. You can't rush grief, the shock, anger, sadness, fear, and any other normal emotions that might rise up. That measly 3 days may be the time your employer provides for you to be off work, but it's not near enough time to grieve. So you might have to return to work, but you shouldn't rush through the grief process for yourself. Find support outside of work. I also hope that you have a supportive boss who understands that you will grieve on your own time frame. Some people take years to grieve. You do want to do healthy things and not allow yourself to go downhill. Do the 5 things mentioned in this episode. My heart really goes out to you. I do hope that you have a supportive boss. I think these days there's too much emphasis on productivity and not enough on taking care of employees. I miss the days when companies would take care of their employees, and in return, employees would be loyal. You may want to read some books about grief if you are able to, but again, seek support. Thank you for your question. I hope I helped. And my peace and heart goes out to you. Don't forget to subscribe to my show in your podcast player app or to the RSS feed. You can find my email address, contact information, a disclaimer, and more information in the show notes, so please check those out. Be sure and purchase my book, Accepting Life on Life's Terms, Taoist Psychology for Today's Uncertain Times. Look for the book wherever you buy books, available in written and digital format. That's all for today's show. Join me next week for another great episode. Until then, I hope you have a great week. May peace and love be with you. Thank you. I'll see you later.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good day. This podcast is a Coach CMC production.